RCR with Paul Brennan.
Hi, Paul Brennan here from RCR with a few thoughts, this time on one of my pet subjects, aviation. As some of you know, I'm an enthusiast from way back, and I'm also the founder and one of the trustees of Bring Our Birds Home, which is a registered New Zealand charity trying to recover the only remaining copies of our historic jet fleets. And I can proudly say, I own this, and this, and these. So things are starting to happen there, but I'm always curious to see how aviation stories are reported, particularly here, because I've been finding lately there's a lot more drama being inserted into the story than the reality deserves. And I want to just highlight a few examples. One that caught my eye this Monday morning during, Cyclone Alfred in Queensland. This appeared in Stuff. Insane landing, presumably at Brisbane Airport, in the wake of Cyclone Alfred. Insane. Let's have a look and see how insane it was. Okay, so obviously some gusty winds there and a bit of a crosswind gust right over the flare point on the runway. And the pilot's done what you do in these situations, put the left wing down into the wind. Insane? I wouldn't have used insane as a description. I would say textbook crosswind landing in gusty conditions. Well done. Though, obviously, the headline is sort of grabby for the clicks. I think this is the theme that's going to emerge through here, getting the clicks. Just keep watching. At the end, I'll show you what could be considered an insane aborted landing that I filmed at Wellington years ago. Worthy of the description insane, this one. So stay with me. Then there's this story reported over the weekend on Stuff via AP and from halfway around the world. Plane aborts landing in strong winds at Washington Airport. That's Ronald Reagan Airport, Washington, D.C. That was in the news recently. You know why that was. But this story was reported over the weekend, and it shows what looks like an Embraer regional jet coming in to land on the main runway at Ronald Reagan National. I've been at this very location filming before, so I know it well. And, okay, remember, this is halfway around the world this is happening. And this kind of thing can happen every day at Wellington when the winds are strong and gusty, particularly from the northwest. Coming into land, obviously, right at the end of the approach there, right at the final part, some instability, so they decide to go round. That is such a normal thing to do. It doesn't even look that windy, actually, so it may not have had anything to do with the wind, but it's clickbait, isn't it? This story doesn't rate really as anything, and given that it's from halfway around the world, really? All right, to this story now. Bird strike at Christchurch Airport back in January, the end of January this year. And here's the story. And you see it shows a picture of an Air New Zealand 787-9. Well, my first thought was, I don't think they operate 787s across the Tasman from Christchurch, more like A321s. So I went into the Aviation Safety Network. Here it is. Sure enough, ZKNND, an A321neo, struck the birds at Christchurch, not a 787. So either the reporter who handled this story doesn't know the difference, and if you don't, you maybe shouldn't be reporting on airline-related stories, or they didn't have a picture of an A321 in New Zealand. I doubt that. So here we go. Accuracy. Just throw a picture in. As long as it's got a Koru on the tail, it will do. I mean, you could go back to our early 747s in 1980. Put that up there. At least it would be a nice nostalgic shot for us with the memories. You know, I've noticed this a lot where publications just throw in any sort of picture they can find to go with the story. And usually it's the wrong aircraft. And quite often it's an aircraft that the airline hasn't even operated for like years. So I've always thought maybe the right flyer, just as a default. If it's an aeroplane, just the right flyer. Oh, and if you need some video to put in the story and you can't lay your hands on an accurate bit of film, you could use this. Or maybe this for a hard landing. Or maybe this for an aborted taxi or takeoff. Here's another example of what I'm talking about here. Terrible reality is up to three more years of delays in aircraft supply maintenance for Air New Zealand. That story from December last year. And there's Greg Foran and a picture of, a 777-200. Yeah, I don't think Air New Zealand's operated the 777-200 for 4 years now. And any of the maintenance delays that are being talked about center around 787 Rolls-Royce engines and A320 and A321 Pratt & Whitney powered airliners, not the 777-200 ER, which hasn't been flown by Air New Zealand for years now, but there it is in the picture. Yep, accuracy. You remember this story from late last year when an ATR-72 coming to Wellington had some sort of engine problem and we don't know if it was a fire, probably an oil leak and more of a smoke show than a fire show happened on landing, which was quite dramatic. And there's no taking away from that. And great footage from the guy who does the live streaming from Wellington Airport. I often watch his streams. But in the story, you see it's reported as black smoke poured out of the engine by one of the passengers on the plane about 20 seconds before landing. Now, okay, she might have thought it was black smoke, but the video clearly shows that it's not black smoke. It's sort of grayish white smoke. The difference between the two colors is very important because black smoke suggests a fully combusting fire. White smoke suggests that, you know, some oil spilt onto a hot surface and it's kind of just burning off as you would see in a fry pan or something like that. So maybe the reporter should have aligned the reporting of the story with what we can actually see on the video. Do you think that would be an idea? I think so. The reason I think that aviation stories are being used probably by AI in newspaper or news platform reporting is because they do grab people. It's like road safety issues, you know, bad driving. It's always going to get people's interest. But I think this gets to the banal. Air New Zealand's most popular movies and television shows watched during flights. Now, okay, they've got the movies and the TV shows in there. And of course, I'm someone who doesn't watch movies or TV shows anymore. Well, not the conventional normie ones anymore. They're telling us that The Beekeeper, a violent revenge thriller, was number one popular film. So Air New Zealand passengers are watching violent revenge thrillers in numbers. Okay, then there's the Mad Max saga, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and The Fall Guy, the other big movies. Our younger travellers maintain love of Bluey, which is the most watched TV show for 2 years running, and Peppa Pig in second. Big Bang Theory and Friends also maintained their popularity with travellers. Worn out, threadbare. Last time I traveled internationally was on American Airlines, and they had a big selection. I didn't watch any of them. To me, it's all meaningless junk now. So, wow, okay. Air New Zealand's most popular movies and television shows watched during flights. Well, I really needed to know that. That's an AI choice, obviously. I tell you, the story about Air New Zealand that would get my attention, that I would read, their plan to lower airfares. Because they're way too high. And it's unfair and disrespectful to the taxpayers who own over half the airline, particularly provincial taxpayers. They have no choice. It's kind of a ripoff. And Air New Zealand, if you're watching, remember how you got there. It didn't magically happen. The airline was built on the backs of skilled, professional pioneers out of World War II, mainly, and backstopped by the taxpayer of New Zealand. And we ended up with an airline we could be proud of, world class, but somewhere along the way, you've forgotten about people like us. Just saying, the fares are insane. Speaking of insane, I said earlier on, we'll end with what I would consider a truly insane aborted landing that I filmed at Wellington Airport that could justify that word as a description. Years ago now, over 10 years ago. Watch this, and we'll talk soon. Bye.